Lake Peatonwell has a problem. At 23,000 acres, Wisconsin's second largest lake should be a major tourist attraction. But every summer, high phosphorus levels create an algae bloom that drives away vacationers and hurts business, according to Adams County staff conservationist Chris Murphy.
Oh, it's extremely serious. Tourists who had this targeted for their vacation area, and if it's during the time when that algae is really blooming bad and that water is just like a green paint, smelly and stinky, and you know, folks show up and they don't want to come back.
Now, an Australian company, Global Environmental Infrastructure Technology Solutions, is proposing a fix. Murphy says the company wants to build a floating power plant on the lake.
The installation of a floating solar energy system that would be located on Peatonwell Lake to generate 500 megawatts. Second, to install some technology that would help clean up the lake and improve the water quality.
The proposal sparked the interest of the Adams County Board, which has agreed to enter into a partnership with the Australian firm. Chris Murphy says the company might even locate its American headquarters in Adams County and pursue similar projects in other algae-choked waterways.
This is not a silver bullet. It's not going to get cleaned up all at once. However, what a major tool it will be to basically reduce those algae blooms.
Global Environmental Infrastructure Technology Solutions staff will be in Adams County to look at Lake Peatonwell in a couple of weeks. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.